What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. This March marks the 100th birthday anniversary of the late great Naptown legend Jimmy Coe, one of the greatest music legends to emerge from the Indiana Avenue scene. We'll be celebrating Jimmy Coe's legacy with a three-part series dedicated to his music, from his work in big band jazz to his groundbreaking contributions to Indianapolis rock and roll. March 20th of 2021 marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of saxophonist and bandleader Jimmy Coe. From his teenage years at Crispus Attucks High School in the 1930s until his death in 2004 at the age of 82, Jimmy Coe was an important presence on the Indianapolis music scene over the span of eight decades. Jimmy Coe started and ended his career performing big band music. But Coe's contribution to music extended much further than big band jazz. Jimmy Coe was an important pioneer of rhythm and blues and rock and roll music in Naptown. While this aspect of his legacy remains overshadowed by his work in jazz, it's fair to say that Jimmy Coe was the most important individual musician in the early Indianapolis rock and roll scene. Nearly every major Naptown rock and roll artist of the 1950s sought Coe out, and Coe produced hit records for Midwest groups like The Students. Over the next 3 weeks, we'll celebrate the 100th anniversary of Jimmy Coe's birth with a three-part series documenting his incredible musical journey from big band jazz to rock and soul music. We'll listen to rare recordings Coe made for labels like Note and King Records, and we'll also listen to music Coe released on his own independent music label, Intro Records. So let's begin our journey into the music of one of Naptown's greatest musicians. Jimmy Coe was born in Tompkinsville, Kentucky, in March of 1921. At age 2, Cole's family moved to Indianapolis, where he remained until his death in 2004. Jimmy Cole was interested in music at a young age, but he didn't pick up the instrument that would make him famous until he was 16 years old. Cole studied music at Crispus Attucks High School. He started out on the clarinet, but soon switched to the saxophone. Just a year later, Jimmy Cole would begin working professionally at Indiana Avenue nightclubs like the Mitchell Inn and the Cotton Club. By the time he was 20 years old, Cole had performed with a significant list of Naptown band leaders, including the Wisdom Brothers, LaVon Kemp, Rupert Harris, and Buddy Bryant's Gentlemen of Jam. Cole's ace work on the sax and sharp skills as an arranger would soon be noticed by one of the top band leaders of the 1940s.
Bill Abernathy speaking on behalf of the Blue Network, inviting you now to listen to a brand new dance orchestra. First time on the Blue Network, and it comes to you direct from the Savoy Ballroom, one of America's most famous dancing places, way up in Harlem in New York City. The name of the leader and the owner and director of the band is Jay McShann. Jay is going to offer for his first tune tonight, the St. Louis Mood. All right, Jay, you're on the air for the first time. Let's go.
In 1942, Jimmy Cole joined the famous Jay McShann Big Band. Cole played baritone sax with the McShann Big Band. The group's woodwind section featured an up-and-coming alto sax player named Charlie Parker. In July of 1942, Jimmy Cole recorded with Bird on four tracks with the Jay McShann Big Band. We'll listen to those cuts now. Up first, we'll hear Lonely Boy Blues featuring Walter Brown on vocals. After that, we'll hear Get Me on Your Mind featuring vocalist Al Hibbler. Next, we'll hear The Jumping Blues with Walter Brown on vocals. And finally, we hear the instrumental piece, Sepian Bounce.
I'm all alone in this city. Well, I don't know what to do. Say I'm slowly going crazy, and it's all on the account of you. Why can't you be like other people and get along like lovers should?
I'm such a fool about you. That is why I stay in my solitude, sighing, crying. Why be so unkind? Please, dear, get me on your mind.
When you're feeling lonely, nothing seems okay. When you're feeling lonely, nothing seems okay. Forget your troubles and jump your blues away. If your woman tells you that she's gone to stay, if your woman tells you that she's gone to stay, don't drink no whiskey, just jump your blues away.
Thank you.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the first episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the late, great Naptown legend, Jimmy Coe. We just heard four tracks Jimmy Coe recorded with the J. McShann Big Band in 1942. Those recordings featured Jimmy Coe on baritone sax and jazz great Charlie Yardbird Parker on alto. World War II interrupted Jimmy Coe's time with the J. McShann Band. Coe joined the Army in 1943 and performed with the 415th Army Band while serving in New Guinea and the Philippines. Coe returned to Indianapolis after his time in the service, and by the late 1940s, he was leading his own band and performing at avenue spots like the Ebony Club, the Sky Club, and George's Bar. In 1952, Coe had the chance to cut his own session as a band leader for Keen Records. Coe cut four sides with King, and we'll listen to those tracks next. First, we'll hear Coe's version of Duke Ellington's I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. This recording provides the best recorded example of Coe's early work on the sax. After that, we'll hear the Jimmy Coe original, Cole Tater. And we'll end this set with two recordings featuring the Indianapolis vocalist, Flo Garvin. We'll hear Jimmy Coe and Flo Garvin performing Let Me Keep You Warm, and I'm on the Outside Looking In.
But you need me, so I'm gonna be real bold. Baby, please let me love you. Hey, Daddy, please let me keep you warm. I can make the long night shorter. My kind of love won't do you no harm. Each night I pray for his happiness and long for his smile each day. He'll never belong to me, I guess. Maybe fate planned it that way. I'm still Miss. And you're still Mrs. Maybe.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Jimmy Coe after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the first episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the late, great Naptown music legend, Jimmy Coe. Before the break, we heard four songs Jimmy Coe cut for King Records in 1952. While under contract with King Records, Jimmy Cole recorded some excellent R&B sides with the band leader Tiny Bradshaw. We'll listen to those tracks next. Up first, we'll hear Rippin' and Runnin', followed by Newspaper Boy Blues. Both were recorded in 1952, and both feature vocalist Tiny Kennedy. Tiny Kennedy had a rare talent, as you will hear on these recordings. Tiny was a female impersonator, and he could sing duets by himself, quickly alternating between a falsetto and bass voice.
Well, hold on, baby. Hold on if you can. I'll get me a job and pay that rent man.
It's no use, Daddy. I've heard the job before. I'm not going hungry with you anymore. And I've been ripping, been running, been chasing all over town.
Where you going, baby?
I'm cutting out, 'cause I'm tired.
We just heard two tracks from the Tiny Bradshaw Band featuring Jimmy Cole on saxophone. Let's listen to two more cuts from Jimmy Cole's 1952 session with Tiny Bradshaw. We'll hear Mailman Sack and Lay It on the Line.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
We just heard two excellent rhythm and blues tracks that Jimmy Cole recorded with Tiny Bradshaw in 1952. Jimmy Cole continued recording in the R&B style for the remainder of the 1950s. Here's an example from Cole's 1953 sessions for the State's Record Company. This is Jimmy Cole with Lady Be Good. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. You've been listening to the first episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the late, great Naptown legend, Jimmy Cole. We started this week's show with music Jimmy Cole recorded during his time with the J. McShann Big Band. That group also included a young Charlie Parker on alto sax. We'll end this week's show with Jimmy Cole's 1993 version of the Charlie Parker tune, Now's the Time, featuring an all-star Neptown group that included Mel Rhine on piano, Killer Ray Appleton on drums, Frank Smith on bass, Perez Whitted on trumpet, David Young on tenor sax, and Jimmy Cole on alto sax. Thanks for joining us for this special three-part tribute to Jimmy Cole. You can meet me here on the Avenue next week for part two. Same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.